In San Francisco, tides are rising at once.
It feels like I'm gonna drown, like I'm gonna go overboard and drown.
For 20-year-old Vanessa Sena and her classmate Sophie Pardo, that dread is AI.
It's being pushed onto people who don't want it, and I don't think that's really fair. And it makes me all sad. I just love to connect with people, and having that opportunity go away so fast just makes me a little scared.
They're not alone. JAMA Pediatrics reports 1 in 5 young adults now tack towards AI in their darkest moments.
The idea that AI is a sentient being and can relate to someone is that displacement.
That's Mark Salazar, CEO of the Mental Health Association of San Francisco.
An AI can't feel and it doesn't go through any experience, but a human can.
But currently, a human counselor in San Francisco charges up to $350 an hour, nearly double the national average.
So AI, you go online, you click, there it is. Simple. So that's the scary part of it. It's easily accessible.
Not everyone is turning to their chatbots. Some are turning to the altar.
Lord have mercy.
The Catholic Archdiocese of San Francisco is reporting a nearly 50% surge in young converts this year. Experts say both trends trace back to the same root, a generation seeking connections.
We started learning this during the pandemic when we took away parts of our faces and we stayed home. People started to really have mental health challenges.
Orthodox priest Kirill Sokolov of Holy Trinity Cathedral tells his parishioners,
young people in San Francisco need to know that they are not computers stuck in a body. We work and we think and we solve problems by talking with one another, by eating with one another, by just sitting and standing and walking with one another.
The Harvard study of adult development found that people who keep a line tethered to family, friends, and community are happier and healthier in times of sea change. For the Hearst Journalism Awards, I'm Evan Fay.